Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Carrie O'Connor has the lead, Peter. She has 3 points. Tom Beaudette and Mo Rocca are tied for second. Each has two.
We flipped a coin. Mo has chosen to go first. So, here we go. Mo, fill in the blank. An attempt to blow up the U.S. Embassy in blank was foiled last weekend.
Syria.
Right. Designs for 3 more towers intended to join the Freedom Tower at blank were unveiled this week.
Ground Zero.
Right. A month after they were banned, the Washington Post reported that many people are still sneaking liquids onto blanks.
Airplanes.
Right. Meteorologists say that the return of the famous Pacific weather pattern El Blanco may be weakening the hurricane season.
Niño.
Yes. Bill Clinton told the New Yorker magazine that his favorite thing about a certain species of ape, the bonobo, is that after they share their food, they blank.
Fall asleep.
No, fall to the ground and have group sex.
Okay. Wow.
When will he learn? He should just not say things. 1 week after her debut, blank's network news show dropped to 3rd in the ratings.
Katie Couric.
Right, but it's coming back. An inquest has been called to investigate the sudden death of the 20-year-old son, a former stripper and reality TV star blank.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Right. In order to move forward its agenda on animal rights, the Humane Society wants people to stop using the word dogs and instead say blank.
Canine companions.
No, that was your guess, and it was close. Canine Americans.
Oh, Lord.
Not the first to float this idea. Humane Society President Wayne Pacell floated the idea that we call our canine American friends canine Americans. His suggestion was met at the Taking Action for Animals conference in D.C. with howls of agreement. Representatives of the downtrodden feline American, rodent American, reptilian American, and marine American communities lent their support. Carl, how did Mo do on our quiz?
Mo had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 14 points, and Mo has taken the lead.
All right, then. Well, very well done, Mo. Tom, you're up next. Fill in the blank. The chief judge in the genocide trial of blank said that he did not think the defendant was a dictator.
That would be Saddam Hussein.
Exactly right. The Senate, he was just very persuasive. The Senate Judiciary Committee approved 3 very different bills aimed at overhauling President Bush's domestic blank program.
The domestic surveillance program.
Right, right, wiretapping, surveillance. Police investigated a school shooting that took place on Wednesday at a college in blank.
Montreal.
Right, not content to just demote it, astronomers have now changed the name of blank to asteroid 134340.
That would be our poor Pluto.
It's so sad. You're right. Yeah. The producers of a musical production of The Lord of the Rings are looking for blank.
They're looking for some short actors, preferably with hairy feet.
You're exactly right. Yeah. They need 20 of them. Yeah. Saying she wanted to put the quote, broad, back into broadcasting, blank began her tenure as co-host of NBC's Today Show.
Oh, gosh, yeah. What's her name? Oh, Meredith Vieira.
Yes.
Vieira. Thank you.
You got there. Brad Pitt said he would not marry Blankelina Blanky until gay people were allowed to wed.
Angelina Jolie.
You're right. A Waterbury, Connecticut thief thought he could get away with burglarizing his neighbor and then blanking.
Asking her out?
Nope. Holding a yard sale to sell the loot.
You know, you can never guess how dumb they're going to get, you know?
I lived in Waterbury. That makes total sense.
So a Waterbury man came home from a church mission trip, found his house almost empty, his furniture, stained glass windows, fireplace mantelpiece. The doorknobs were gone. He thought he'd never see them again, so he went hunting for bargains to replace them at his neighbor's yard sale just a few doors down. And he found all of his possessions carefully tagged and for sale in his neighbor's lawn. Carl, how did Tom do on our quiz?
Tom had 7 correct answers for 14 more points. He now has 16 points, and Tom has taken the lead.
All right, then. How many, then, does Kerry O'Connor, Connecticut's own, need to win?
Kerry needs 7 correct answers.
Wow.
Oh, but no pressure, right?
No.
Okay. All right.
This is for the game. Fill in the blank. A Senate committee defied President Bush's stated policies when it passed legislation regarding the treatment of blanks.
Immigrants.
No, detainees. Hisahito was the name chosen by the prince and princess of blank for their newborn son.
Japan.
Right. A Texas appeals court agreed to consider reinstating conspiracy charges against former House Majority Leader blank.
Tom DeLay.
Right. This week, two teams divided by race began their battle for $1 million on the reality show blank.
Survivor.
Right. A Basque separatist threatened to kill the judge at his trial where he's charged with blanking.
Threatening to kill a judge?
Exactly right. On Tuesday, singer Blankney Blanks gave birth to her second son.
Britney Spears.
Yes. A new book by her former butler says that Blank hoped to marry an American billionaire and eventually become America's first lady.
Princess Diana.
Yes. Police searching a New Orleans suspect's home for a murder weapon found a blank.
Murder weapon?
No, even better, a to-do list reminding him to dispose of the murder weapon.
You write the list, you lose the list. I know how that goes.
Police searching the home of one Vincent Marinello for a gun used in a murder instead found a list with a series of carefully checked entries. Mustache and beard, check. Bicycle, check. Gun, check. Dispose of murder weapon, check. Using that list, police were able to easily connect Marinello to the bushy-bearded, bicycle-riding, gun-wielding suspect they were seeking and arrested him. Carl, did Carrie do well enough to win?
She needed 7 correct answers. Peter, she had 6 correct answers. So with 16 points, Tom Baudet is this week's champion.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done, Tom.